Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. economy continues to take a toll. Microsoft is planning to announce more layoffs as soon as this morning. Last year, Microsoft had more than one round of layoffs, but didn't announce how many positions it cut. The company announced the cuts that started in July affected less than 1% of the company's total workforce of roughly 200,000 people. The Long Island Republican representative who lied on his resume, then got elected, has been rewarded with sitting on minor committees. This as the calls for his resignation continue to grow.
Newly elected Representative George Santos has been awarded seats on two low-level committees. That after House Republicans debated where to put the New York congressman. Santos is facing mounting legal issues and growing calls to resign for extensively lying about his resume. He will sit on the Committee on Small Business and the Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. He had lobbied to be placed on higher-profile committees. I'm John Schaefer.
The Baltimore man accused of murdering a 69-year-old church volunteer has pleaded guilty and will spend the rest of his life in prison. On Tuesday, 63-year-old Mazzie Smith Jr. was sentenced to life for killing Evelyn Player inside East Baltimore's Southern Baptist Church in November of 2021. Pastor Dante Hickman says Player will be dearly missed.
That's a void that we will definitely feel for the days and months and years to come.
Ukraine's interior minister and at least 17 others are dead after a helicopter crashed beside a kindergarten in a Kyiv suburb. Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and eight others, including the first deputy minister and state secretary, were on board the helicopter that went down just east of the capital. A 230-foot Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, early Wednesday morning. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
South Africa has given the green light for China and Russia to conduct naval exercises in the Cape of Good Hope. Operation MOSI, which means smoke, is scheduled to take place between February 17th and the 26th of next month. Roughly 100 Ukrainian troops began Patriot missile training in Oklahoma on Tuesday. This after the military began expanding combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany on Sunday. An estimated 500 soldiers are at that location. The president is being investigated for having top-secret documents in multiple locations.
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible?
The White House has struggled to explain President Biden's possession of 20 classified documents in several locations in the years when he was out of government.
Guys, you guys can ask me this 100 times, 200 times if you wish.
That's White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan argued on Fox yesterday that there's a double standard here.
There were one set of rules for Secretary Clinton, one set of rules for Joe Biden, a different set for President Trump.
That, despite the appointment last week of a special counsel to investigate. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A NATO surveillance plane arrived in Romania on Tuesday to help monitor Russian military activity. The plane, the first to be deployed, landed at an air base near Bucharest, and two more expected to land on Wednesday. They are due to stay for several weeks. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Dr. Phil Magnus of the American Institute for Economic Research on the Twitter files. He filed FOIAs for Fauci, Collins, and everybody, it seems like, at the NIH that formed the basis for the Attorney General lawsuit that we'll be breaking down here in just a moment. Phil, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about these Twitter files that have confirmed the censorship of the Great Barrington Declaration.
Absolutely. Yes, this story all begins a little over a year ago. I filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the NIH for emails from the era that the Great Barrington Declaration came out. So that was October 2020, right when lockdowns were coming back for the second wave. And what we discovered in the emails was that Francis Collins, then head of the NIH, had ordered Anthony Fauci and several other top NIH officials to wage what was called, quote, a devastating published takedown of the Great Barrington Declaration, the argument against lockdowns. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to engage in the science. They wanted to trash and personally attack the scientists who had offered this alternative policy to what they were pursuing. And what we found out is about a year later, we're starting to see signs that Fauci went into action. He called all of his media contacts. He pushed this line before them, and it translated into sending social cues to everyone from the mainstream media to social media companies like Twitter and Facebook to basically suppress any dissenting viewpoints that argued against lockdowns.
Well, just for the sake of understanding, when people hear the Great Barrington Declaration, remind our audience exactly what that was.
Yeah, so in October 2020, as the world was going back into another round of lockdowns, AIER convened a small conference of scientists. We had three attendees from Oxford, Stanford, and Harvard that were epidemiologists to make the intellectual case against lockdowns. And the result of that conference is that they issued a document laying out why we should shift over to a strategy of focused protection to concentrate our efforts on keeping the virus out of nursing homes and other vulnerable locales, but for the average person, that meant getting back to your life as normal. Fauci, who was very invested in the lockdown policy since the very beginning of the pandemic, obviously was opposed to that document and didn't even want to have the discussion, didn't even want to have the debate over whether lockdowns were maybe not delivering on what they had promised to do and, in fact, had significant social harms in addition to being a failure as a policy.
Exactly. Well, and you would think because of the history of lockdowns, plus common sense, that that you would come up to the conclusion that you did come up, or at least that these epidemiologists and this group of scientists had come up with, that it wasn't a big stretch here. I mean, you weren't asking for, you know, some holy miracle to occur. This just seemed to be, you know, based on research, based on history, that this was the right conclusion, was it not?
Absolutely. This is the Great Barrington Declaration was basically a synthesis of 100 years worth of scientific knowledge going all the way back to the Spanish flu in 1918. And what they basically found is that as recently as 2019, so just before the pandemic itself broke out, WHO, the CDC, all of these national and international bodies had pandemic response plans for influenza, and one of the recurring themes of them all is that lockdowns and mass quarantines do not work. So we broke from that scientific consensus in March 2020 and went down this other route that just basically threw all the knowledge out the window. So part of what the Great Barrington Declaration was trying to do was just to get us back on course of what the scientific knowledge had been saying for a century.
So, and you know the question, the American people say why?
Exactly. So I think Fauci was invested in the decisions that he made in February and March 2020 in the early days of the pandemic and invested in them in the sense that they were an unprecedented, drastic action by the government that turned out it did not work. And yet, rather than cut his losses, rather than adjust to this new information, he doubled and tripled down, because doubling down meant that he stayed in front of the cameras. It meant that he stayed in command of the U.S. pandemic response policy.
And the thing that's surprising to me is Dr. Fauci's track record in terms of winning and losing over issues of infectious disease have not been that good. I mean, all things considered, I'm trying to be fair about it, you know, because when I look back at his history, I can't recount a lot of instances where you say, wow, you know, he's deserving of our trust because he's performed time and again. Is that a fair statement, or is that just me being prejudiced?
Well, this is entirely fair. If you go all the way back to the AIDS epidemic in the early 1980s, there was a really notorious incident right after this new disease had burst onto the scene and they were trying to figure out what it was. Fauci actually published an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association that was this alarmist tirade suggesting that AIDS could be passed from person to person by, like, sitting around the dinner table and sharing silverware.
Right.
He went on TV and he announced this, and there was no evidence behind his claim. But what it did is it ostracized and stigmatized AIDS victims.
It
created this national panic in the media. So rather than treating this as a disease that we approach scientifically, it made it a political disease, and Fauci never really apologized for that mistake.
Yeah, exactly. We saw in Los Angeles what happened with Magic Johnson, for example, who was trying to come back and participate in the NBA. He was persona non grata because you had, you know, some of the players saying, you know, for fear that they could get AIDS, that they did not want to be on the basketball court with him.
Well, that's exactly the case. So Fauci set off the AIDS panic in 1983, and there are video interviews that he gave on national TV. There's the article itself. It's cited all over the media. And the interesting thing is he was contradicting the Reagan administration, which had urged caution as the initial response to this. And then here's this guy at the NIH coming and saying, no, we need to panic because this disease could potentially transmit from person-to-person contact around the dinner table. So, yeah, it set off a national panic. And he never faced any repercussion because in the bureaucracy, they protect their own.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Magnus, I'm concerned that, you know, all this is going to be buried and that we're not going to learn from this, that we're going to be vulnerable to the fear-mongering that we just experienced, and that the next pandemic could even get worse. I mean, Dr. Fauci is headed to the exit, and he will no longer be the face of this pandemic, but somebody like him will rise up potentially and do even worse because of the inroads that have already been set into motion because of what we've gone through, you know, with COVID.
Well, this is absolutely the case, and it's why we need to get the history of what just happened over the last 2.5 years correct, why we need to document this now, why we need investigations that bring some of these public records to light. So the NIH has been really bad about releasing public records because they have stuff to hide. We filed several subsequent FOIA requests. The most recent one they turned over, it was 61 pages of emails, and 58 of them were completely blanked out and redacted. So it's a matter now of public interest in figuring out what happened, including what went wrong, so we can know not to repeat those mistakes the next time that there's a...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Phil Magnus, who is with the American Institute for Economic Research. He continues with us. And before, or as we ended the first segment, Dr. Magnus, I'm like you. I believe that, you know, the American people need to demand, and we deserve this information. After all, you know, we've paid for this. We paid Dr. Fauci's salary. We've paid Francis Collins' salary. These institutions are living off of the money of the American taxpayer, and they have a fiduciary responsibility to tell us the whole truth and nothing but, don't they?
That's absolutely the case, and it highlights the problems with the way the NIH is structured right now. Now, Fauci had one of the highest salaries in the history of the entire federal government. From being around there for 40 years, he accrued a massive amount of money. But on top of that, he was the head of an agency that had billions of dollars in grant money at his disposal. And that's a problem when he's trying to play both the role of political actor, the political director of the U.S. response to the pandemic, as well as the person who can controls funding for scientific research institutions, because what that means is anyone that contradicts his politics is now at risk of having their grant money to their university cut off. And I've had scientists throughout the pandemic tell me this privately, that they're afraid to speak out against Anthony Fauci, even when he's in clear error, because they are dependent on the grant money to run their own labs and their own departments.
Exactly. And people need to understand this. I mean, this is such a conflict of interest that's been baked into the cake here, that we've allowed Dr. Fauci and others to run amok with. I mean, we still have the problem. I mean, American people still want to know where did COVID come from? And, you know, and even the when it started out, I mean, we knew from earlier reports that against the wishes of then President Barack Obama, it was Dr. Fauci that helped to fund, fund the Wuhan laboratory.
Well, this is exactly the case, and I think he's been careless throughout his history of how he allocates funding, and does so to a lot of what are frankly cronies, political cronies of his. Mm-hmm. What we saw early in the pandemic, when there were signs that this virus could have emerged from an accident at this lab in Wuhan, China, from a lab leak, Fauci jumped into action not to investigate that, but to suppress any discussion and commentary on it. And he declared it was a fringe conspiracy theory, and he puts this message out to people in the media and at social media companies, and suddenly it becomes, if you even suggest that the virus leaked from the lab, you get labeled with a misinformation warning on Facebook and Twitter, all cited back to Fauci. So he's like created this echo chamber around himself where he repeats talking points to the media and to social media companies, and then they turn around and you can regurgitate those talking points right back to him as a basis to censor and suppress and quash any information to the contrary of what he says. But now we know the lab leak theory is very plausible, and there seems to be quite a bit of evidence behind it.
Well, and the thing that blows me away here is that here we are, we're paying him all this money. He's paid more even than the President of the United States. And he has this information because he sent his people there to build out this laboratory. And the report is that the scientists came back and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. There could be a problem here. And so he already was given information to give him a heads up that this could be a potential problem. And instead of revealing that, I don't believe that he was very genuine and vulnerable or transparent with President Trump. He comes up with this other narrative to obviously obfuscate and defend and deflect the information, and for us getting to the truth of where it was. And I think this caused delays and caused more people to die unnecessarily.
Absolutely. It set us on a course of the wrong policy decisions, basically for the first year of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we're still living with some of that legacy. But we even have instances of him going before Congress. There was the Senate testimony where Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky asked him about gain-of-function research and said, have you ever supported this? And he lies through his teeth under oath before Congress and says, no, I've never had anything to do with that. And then it's just a few weeks later that all these public records come out that show that he did, in fact, fund grantees that were engaged in gain-of-function research.
Exactly, and there's no consequence. See, this is what irritates the American taxpayer. I mean, the jig is up here, and we're paying the price.
100% that. And, you know, Fauci has always had something of a medical authoritarian streak to himself. This is a guy that has contempt for democratic institutions. He does not like to be grilled or investigated by Congress. He does not like decisions of his to be questioned by the electorate through normal democratic processes and means of representative government. Here's a guy that leans toward medical expert authority, and he's proclaimed himself the science, and anyone that goes against the science, i.e. him, and their politics is therefore persona non grata.
Yeah, it's amazing how, I mean, he's a self-appointed god in a sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you see that hubris throughout the entire pandemic. And yet, you know, as you noted earlier, this is a guy that has a 40-year track record of making bad calls, making wrong calls. And it's not because he has bad information. It's because he jumps into action at points when he has no information and yet pretends as if the science is settled anyway. This is what he did in AIDS. This is what he did in the lockdowns in early 2020. He did it on masks. He did it back and forth on herd immunity and vaccination numbers. Got caught over and over again in flip-flop and lie and contradiction, and yet he was always projecting them as if he came from the authority of the science.
Exactly.
When he didn't really have information.
You see, this speaks of the ineptness of the bureaucracy that, you know, somebody like Dr. Fauci could live, you know, in this kind of paradigm for 40 years and be so incompetent and literally be responsible, although he would never accept responsibility. But I don't know where else you put the blood of millions of people, not only here in America, but around the world, because of his hubris and his arrogance. But he would not, he wouldn't last in a free market. I mean, he'd have been out the door in less than a year.
Right, right. If he had to actually treat patients and had customers come into him, he'd be viewed as a quack doctor. I'm sorry to be blunt on that. That's exactly what it is. And yet you have the problem, the bureaucracy. It's the same as any other federal agency. What do they do with incompetent people? They don't get rid of them. They promote them up the ranks, and eventually they're at the top of the agency.
Well, this is where the Peter Principle concept came to be, right? Because that's exactly what happens time and again. And the surprising thing for me is still, when you look at the polls, so many people still believe and support Dr. Fauci, and this evidence that you shared with us today, Dr. Magnus, is there. It's part of public record, and of course, you know, he's covered, he's protected by the mainstream media and even the social media oligarchs.
That's absolutely the case, and he's cultivated that relationship over 40 years with the media. They go to him because, you know, he provides them the talking points that he wants them to hear and that they want to hear and they want to repeat. We see this in the FOIA information, the emails that came out. What he does is he sends out notices to his chief of staff and says, round up talking points for me because I'm going to have to go on the media, essentially. So it's not science that's being communicated. It's political editorials. So there were records of people sending him editorials from, like, The Nation magazine and Wired.com, and he's using those as his talking points, not scientific data.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Magnus, reluctantly, we have to let you go. I know you've got another task to attend, and you know, we appreciate your time and information. You take care. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. You too.
Well, Dr. Phil Magnus has been our guest. He is with the American Institute for Economic Research, and discussing the Twitter files. I mean, the revelation of what has come out regarding, you know, Dr. Fauci and Francis Collins at the NIH, and as he stated, it is absolutely imperative and critical, you know, that we have the whole truth and nothing but, because this information, what pattern of response took place in the last 2.5 years as a result of, you know, COVID-19. It is critical for the next generation to have the whole truth and nothing but. But meanwhile, there are forces that will continue to block. And we're grateful for, you know, Dr. Magnus and the American Institute for Economic Research to continue to hold them accountable and to continue to file these FOIA requests so that we can get the whole truth and nothing but.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA News Update. A magnitude 6.1 and 7.0 earthquake rocked eastern Indonesia and the southern Philippines on Wednesday. At this time, there is no tsunami warning and no injuries were reported. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quakes occurred 94 miles northwest of Tobelo. That's between Australia and the Philippines. The U.S. economy continues to take a toll. Microsoft is planning to announce more layoffs as soon as this morning. Microsoft had more than one round of layoffs, but didn't announce how many positions it cut. The company announced the cuts that started in July affected less than 1% of the company's total workforce of roughly 200,000 people. Roughly 100 Ukrainian troops began Patriot missile training in Oklahoma on Tuesday. This after the military began expanding combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany on Sunday. Roughly 500 soldiers are at that location. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Matthew Miller joins us now. He is the Executive Director for VA Suicide Prevention. Matt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Hey, a lot has been noted, and we've reported a lot on veteran suicide rates, and they've been a bit dynamic lately. I mean, before there was like 18-20, they've revised it somewhere around, you know, 24, as much as 30 a day. I mean, the number's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is, what is relevant is we've got vets that are committing suicide.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. I mean, you're a veteran, I'm a veteran. Anytime we have one veteran dying of suicide, it's one too many.
Right.
So we don't want to get too lost in the numbers. One versus zero is the most important.
Mm-hmm. But the Veterans Administration has been at the forefront. I mean, you're managing about 1,800 employees that are particularly focused on suicide prevention.
Yeah, the VA has invested significantly in veteran suicide prevention. You see that through our Veterans Crisis Line. Mm-hmm. It's the largest suicide prevention crisis line in the world. You see that through the programs we're engaging, like the Governor's Challenge with each of the states. And you see that through different investments like Mission Daybreak and innovation in suicide prevention.
Well, and I like what you did last year, the theme of, don't wait, reach out.
Yeah.
That was a great campaign.
Yeah.
Give us some results on that. I mean, in terms of the impact that it had, because I think it really, brought a clear mission and focus to
yeah.
what this is all about.
Yeah, thanks for highlighting that. We've actually had two campaigns within the last year. year and a half. One, as you mentioned, is Don't Wait, Reach Out. That's a partnership with the Ad Council. And that's really focused on sending a message to veterans that destigmatizes help seeking. A lot of veterans, when it comes to seeking help, have barriers there. They'll say, it's not for me, it's not bad enough, or I'm going to save the space for somebody else. But Don't Wait, Reach Out is really designed to say we all hit times in life where a little help, a little support can go a long way in terms of prevention. So all veterans reach out, and then it offers resources for doing that.
Well, Matt, we know that probably about 1% of America at large serves in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So 99% don't really quite understand what the military goes through when they come back from a campaign, come back from overseas. Explain to our audience, you know, how tough it can be for some of these, some of these vets, and especially when they're trying to reorientate back into, the world of citizen,
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you went through transitioning. I went through transitioning from active duty into
civilian life.
Yeah, we know it's one of the highest risk periods for veterans in terms of suicide and suicide prevention. So we're really focused on that first 5 years and improving our outreach services in coordination with DOD for that transition period. But as you and I both know, beyond that 5 years, the challenges don't necessarily end. So keeping services in place for veterans is also really important.
What things in terms of prevention, you know, because families, clearly, I mean, they're involved, they're on the front line, they see this. What signs should they be looking for?
Yeah, with sudden changes or big significant changes. I mean, look, I lost a Marine colleague and buddy to suicide, and one of the things we noticed and his wife and family noticed was he just lost interest in things that were of interest to him. The big red flag to us was he was a Patriots fan and they were in the Super Bowl and he wasn't even watching the Super Bowl. That's when we were saying there's something going on here,
right,
with nuts. And he died that night. So paying attention to big changes and then reaching out and stepping in when you're noticing those sorts of changes is important. Here we're talking about that in the context of firearms secure storage, because 70% of veteran suicides are firearm related.
Mm-hmm. What about the vet himself? You know, certainly, I mean, this is a tough deal. When you were in that dark space,
mm-hmm,
it's hard to get out of that.
Yeah.
What's your recommendation? What's your word to the vet?
Know that the dark space will end. It's typically short in duration, and hang in there through that and push through that dark space. That's why during those times we're recommending putting time and space between yourself and your firearm. That time and space saves lives, allows a new day to come in. We know that the time between decision to die by suicide and actual attempt, 70% of the time, 60 minutes or less.
Wow.
But making it through that 60-minute window, through that dark time, most suicides, 90% or greater, they don't attempt again. So,
well, that's good news. We're talking with Dr. Matt Miller, Executive Director of VA Suicide Prevention. Matt, you hear these stories every day, and you started to touch on them. Let's encourage the audience with some, you know, good news stories. People who have come out of this spin.
Yeah, we're seeing we're seeing some good signs in our annual report. We call it Anchors of Hope, and we start the report with those anchors of hope, reminders that there's reason to be hopeful here. Specifically, we've seen about a 10% decline in veteran suicide across the last 2 years. years of our data. That means we're making progress, because the 18 years prior, you saw about a 2% increase every year on top of year. So making a 10% improvement in 2 years is significant. And we're learning with that, that when everyone takes up on the fact that everyone has a role to play, we make progress on this.
Well, and stories like this, and you know, even conversations like this on a national venue, we're getting the message out there and giving hope, giving a sense of vision, because that's one thing that I've discovered just in my research as well, is that they lose sense of tomorrow.
Yeah, right? Exactly. One of the biggest risk factors for suicide is loss of hope. One of the most significant protective factors is maintaining hope through whatever dark period is occurring. So yes, no matter what we're talking about, maintaining hope and resources and support is critically important.
Well, the other thing is, as well, is vets helping vets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. There is no better form of support or resources than vets helping and reaching out to vets. That's why you mentioned the Don't Wait, Reach Out campaign. That messaging and the actual portrayals in the public service announcements, that was all veteran-driven. It was veteran-generated, and it's veterans in the actual PSAs.
Exactly. Well, they're, you know, hey, they're living life,
yep.
and they're real stories.
Yep.
And they know, and of course, other vets can relate to it.
Yep.
They speak the language. You know, it's very relatable. So
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. And with that being relatable, a veteran can look and have hope and say, if they can do it, if they can reach out a hand, then I can do it.
Well, and the thing is so hard, Matt, is that unless you've been there, you don't. It's hard to comprehend. It's hard to get your brain to understand what a vet is going through.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, everyone has personal experiences, and being a vet doesn't mean you have the same experiences from veteran to veteran. But there are those common points of shared understanding, culture, language, that's really helpful when you're reaching out vet to vet.
Well, Matt, we're down to our last minute here,
yeah.
And I appreciate you stopping by. Dr. Matthew Miller has been our guest, the Executive Director of VA Suicide Prevention. To sum things up, where can they go for more information and, you know, some parting words of hope?
Yeah, I'd say go to our website, keepitsecure.net. That's where you can learn all kinds of helpful information about where we're coming from a perspective of firearms and safety as it pertains to suicide prevention and veterans. And you can also hear and connect with veteran-to-veteran sort of feedback as well.
And the hotline number?
Hotline, just dial 988 and press 1. That recently changed from the 10-digit number.
Wow,
and,
great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
That is absolutely awesome. Matt, thank you so much
thank
for stopping
you.
By. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate
Take care.
It. Thanks,
all right.
Bill.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We have Doug Stroop joining us. He is a member himself of the Samaritan Ministries International. And we're also going to be talking about a film that he's associated with in just a few moments. But first, Doug, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's just a wonderful opportunity. Appreciate you having me on the show today.
Well, and I appreciate you wanting to share your story with Samaritan Ministries International. Tell us your story.
I'll be glad to. So Samaritan Ministries, you know, as you know, they come alongside when you have a time of need. They help Christians helping other Christians in their time of need, specifically in the area of paying for the medical bills. And what happened with me in April of 2015, I've always been into exercise and cycling and trying to take care of my body. I understand my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and so I like to take care of my body. And so one of the things I do is I cycle. I was doing a century ride, which is 100 miles all at the same time, you know. And matter of fact, that particular ride was 103 miles from start to finish. And I'll try to just hit the highlights here. Bill, we had just crossed mile 102. And so I was literally less than a mile away from the finish line, you know, very fatigued. It's been a long, long day. But I ended up, my back tire went off the back of the pavement there, and it bogged down in the mud because it had been raining some that day. And needless to say, I'm trying to get it back up on the road there. My bike went across two lanes of traffic, and I went out into the middle of that traffic. I went over the handlebars out into the middle of two lanes of traffic going in the same direction I was. And so I remember this, Bill. It's kind of funny a little bit, but it's not. I remember thinking this as I went over 20 miles an hour. You know, I'm flying over my handlebars.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And I thought, this is going to hurt really bad. And then the next thought was, I don't want to face plant, you know, road rash getting across there. So I tried to roll out of it. And as I did that, I got halfway around, but I ended up hitting my dial. I drove the dial of my bike helmet into the base of my skull when I landed with such impact on the pavement. And I blacked out.
Oh, wow.
What that resulted in was I have no recollection of how I got from the middle of that road to the side of the road. But when I woke up, I don't know how much time passed between there, but when I woke up, my cycling buddy, there had been, you know, hundreds of people were on this ride. Mm-hmm. My buddy who was riding it with me was over me, and he was making, you know, are you okay, and trying to talk to me gently and all that. But I remember, I don't know how I got there.
How did you avoid the traffic? Did everybody stop? They saw you in enough time to, that was a miracle in and of itself that you weren't run over by several vehicles.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. I'm a walking miracle, and I tell people that because I could have easily gotten run over. Again, there were two lanes of traffic going the same direction as me, and obviously they're going 50, 60 miles an hour. I was going 20. But, yeah, I could have easily gotten run over, and again, I don't have any recollection of how I got out of the road onto the side of the road, but when I woke up, I was on the side. And, you know, as your mind begins doing the surveillance, okay, what just happened?
Right.
Am I hurt? How bad is it? You know, all that stuff internally, right? Well, I was hurt bad. I had dislocated shoulder. I had my left arm with fingers turning blue because of off my oxygen, all that stuff. I did have some road rash, but I had such an impact. My head was just killing me. I had a traumatic brain injury.
Mm.
And, of course, you don't know that right away. I think I'm going to be okay. I can get back on my bike. I'll be okay with this. But I wasn't. My bike was at my buddy held my bike up and said, look, you're not getting back on this bike. And it was just messed up bad. Tires wouldn't even turn. So it got hit by cars, but I didn't. And so he told me later, actually told my wife later in the hospital, he said, I've never seen anybody crawl that fast.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, I have no recollection of that, but obviously my body kicked this fight or flight, you know, it kicked in, and I crawled off the road while I was blacked out and then passed out there, woke up later. But anyhow, the traumatic brain injury was the most difficult part. I did have a dislocated shoulder. I had a lot of impaction in my neck and compressed vertebrae disc and all that stuff. But it took me the first 8 months till I was just bedridden. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk straight. It had really damaged my brain. And it was kind of like taking a cord of pencils together and twisting them. And that's kind of an analogy they give me about the brainstem. And so it did a lot of damage to that, which meant the communication signals were not being sent or received properly in my brain to the rest of my body.
Your medical bills must have just been through the roof here.
They were. And so when you're living inside of a brain injury, you don't really know who you are, where you are. You don't know how long you're going to be in that condition. It's like I was down 500 feet deep in a well, you know, and all I could see up was this tiny little pinpoint of light and had no way to get there, you know. So just a crazy time. But in that recovery time, Bill, I have to say how thankful I am for Samaritan Ministries, because I had the peace of mind in knowing that as these bills were mounting from the different neurologists and doctors, ENTs, chiropractors, on and on and on of all the recovery and all the different doctors, you know, I had to see, people would have to take me, and, you know, I couldn't do anything for myself, and so they would take me to all that. As I knew that those bills were mounting, I also had the peace of mind knowing Samaritan Ministries is there, and they came through. They came through with shining colors and paid, you know, all of that along the way. And so I'm just extremely grateful, number one, to be on this side of it. Not, I could be in heaven right now, which would be wonderful, but I'm not. God's got a purpose for me here.
Right.
But the other thing is just how thankful I am that Samaritan Ministries came through, as they always do.
And what about your family, Doug?
Yeah, so my family had to do everything for me, you know, but there was also another time we had another accident, and maybe what you're asking about is my children. Two of my daughters had another very serious accident, a car wreck, totally unrelated to my accident.
Mm-hmm.
But Samaritan Ministries came through for them as well. One of my daughters blew out the eye socket in that accident, and I had to have a couple of surgeries to rebuild that, had to have some plastic surgery and all that. And so lots of medical bills for both of my daughters as well, and this was after mine, cycling accident. And so during my recovery process, then this happened. But both times, Samaritan Ministries came through every single time, all along the way, and again, I have to just say how thankful I am for them and the Christians out there that took the time.
I was going
to
say this is Christians, helping Christians, through this ministry, right? Samaritan Ministries, where Christians are coming together and caring, helping, carry the load, for these medical emergencies. This is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So that you and your daughters, I bet it did. I bet it did. We got about 4 minutes left here, Doug, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about. I mean, here you go from this biking accident, as horrific as it was, and the length of time for recovery, and now you're involved in filmmaking. What's going on here?
So I was an actor prior to the accident. I've had opportunities to be in a lot of different films and a lot of different live theater. Professional theater was my background before I got into film. And yet, when I had the accident, I mean, that just shut down my whole world. And literally, I couldn't work for over 2.5 years. I couldn't drive for over 2.5 years. And so that was a long road of recovery. It was very interesting. During that time, I got contacted by Make It Clear Ministries, which is an international ministry based out of near Orlando, Florida. And they were looking for someone to be the head, the senior director, if you will, of Make It Clear Studio, which is an arm of Make It Clear Ministries. And if people want to know more about that, they can go to makeitclear.org and find out a lot more about the ministry as a whole and specifically about the studio, or even to makeitclearstudio.com. But they reached out to me and said, hey, we're looking for this. And they had heard about my accident, but they also knew about my background in acting and all the things that I'd done prior to that. And so I became the senior director of Make It Clear Studio. Wow. At that point, I walked away from some of the things that I was doing out in the Hollywood world and whatever. There's a lot. I won't go into all that. But God used all of that to educate me, I guess, along the way, if you will, and to be able to learn in front of the camera, behind the camera, and all the different things that it took. And so now I've been able to bring all of that into my role here as senior director of Make It Clear Studio, and we're doing short films where we're targeting our young students with what does the Bible say about the issues that they're dealing with. And we do live action short films, really entering into their world, but getting the Bible, back into their worlds, because so many of them don't have that foundation of the Word of God these days. We're also doing feature films. We do music videos. We just did a feature film right now in post-production called My Name is Melissa. Just some powerful messages with great, Christian content, faith-based content, and all that. So I'm just thrilled to have the opportunity to do what I do today, and I'm thankful that Samaritan Ministries allowed me to, help me to get through all of that time. So now, I have this story, and I'm like an overcomer kind of a story, and I'm thankful for that.
You're still speeding through life, but now in a different category. This is incredible with all this activity that you're doing with Make It Clear Studio. Tell us about the film Traffic.
Wow, yeah. So in this, we have a series called The Bible Says, and that's the one where we're just really targeting to our young students, and middle and high school students, even college students. But trafficking, human trafficking, is a really big deal in today's world. And it's going on right up under our noses, right in our own backyards, and we don't see it, we don't realize it, because I guess they're just really good at what they do. And so we just knew. I knew in my heart, I pray all the time, God, what do you want the next topic to the next film to be about? And so we did this one called Trafficked, on human trafficking. And the reason for that, we want to educate our viewers.
Well, we got to leave it there, Doug Stroop. Thank you, and stay in touch, okay? Because I want to, continue, because your story is moving at a speed faster than your bike these days, I'm sure, and it's amazing. So, congratulations! I mean, what a story of redemption, and great news again, about Samaritan Ministries and Make It Clear Studio. Take care. God bless,
absolutely,
my friend. Take care. You got it. Bye bye.
Thank you, Bill. Bye bye now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final...